way still has to go in terms of our treatment of the travelling community. That's why NITRIS is so important, and that's why the review of NITRIS is so important, because one thing, and I chair the NITRIS subcommittee, and one of the things we recognise there is that whereas we are achieving outcomes in terms of new laws being passed or new policies being passed, the actual tangible improvements for members of the travelling community on the ground, we aren't seeing enough of that, and there needs to be much greater in the successor strategy. There needs to be much clearer deliverables in terms of actual impacts. But in terms of our wider response to racism, whether it's against members of the travelling community, against members of the Asian community, against members of the black and mixed race community, the hate crime legislation, absolutely fundamental, has been undergoing detailed work again at pre-legislative scrutiny, will be introduced into the Dáil in the next Dáil term, and hopefully will be passed by the end of the year. That will be a major step forward. We, for too long, have not had hate crimes on our statute books, and that is a priority for the government. The reason for the delay is to improve it, is to go through those issues in terms of phraseology, and we continue to work to do towards that. Also, in the next Dáil term, we hope to publish the National Action Plan Against Racism. This has been worked on for the last year and a half, and will set out a range of high-level objectives in terms of addressing racism throughout the country. In terms of addressing the lack of information about racism, we are bringing forward an equality data strategy to address those gaps in terms of an understanding of the impact of measures on minority communities on our country. And the final element, moving to the issue of racism online, the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill. Again, it's within our national parliament at the moment. It will be passed in the next term, in the autumn term. And that brings a range of measures generally related to internet safety, but in particular will give powers in terms of complaints about media platforms hosting hosting sites or hosting people posting material related to hate, related to racism. So look, I think there's probably more we can go into in all of those points, but just on a high level response. So look, thanks to the committee for their detailed questions. I know we've run over time there, but I think we wanted to give a detailed response to the issues that were raised. And we look forward to the session tomorrow, where we can address these issues in further detail. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much to the delegation for all their responses, and thanks to the head of the delegation as well. So we will now suspend. So tomorrow we will continue the dialogue addressing issues 12 to 24. And I would also ask any colleagues who have